Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, saints, and welcome to another broadcast of Reformation News, where I, your brother in Christ and fellow servant in the Lord, Radio Reformer, am in studio to present to you Proposition Number 83, We are making our way. We're making our way to completing this 95 thesis that we have tailor-made for the abuses and malpractices and heresies and doctrines of demons that have invaded the African-American church. And these propositions are geared towards the Joint College of African-American Bishops. And thus far, we've presented 82 propositions and we have not gotten one response. Considering that they make the boast that they have so many scholars and theologians among them, but it does not seem to be true, because they have failed to respond to these propositions. Well, the number here for Mr. J. Delano Ellis to call, or to have one of his associates call, or one of his members of the Joint College, one of the scholars there at the Joint College to call. The number here is 646-564-9730. We would love to speak to Mr. Ellis. That's the real person that we would like to have on the phone. This is the one person that we're looking to talk to, because he is one of the four co-founders of this organization, and he has steered this organization away from the Lord. He is their leader. He is the Metropolitanus Archiepiscopus, and that's the person that we would like to speak to. We would love to hear our radio audience would love to hear Mr. J. Delano Ellis to see what kind of excuses he gives for leading God's people away, for taking them into the harlot church, for having them laid down in the bed of the harlot church, because they're all in bed with the harlot church. The number here again is 646-564-9730. Mr. Ellis, we will give you, again, ample time to call in. I always have someone looking at the switchboard to see if you or one of your associates call in. That never happens. The few times that someone, that a number did appear, them on the air, but that person refused to talk. So we don't know if it's just a listener or if it's one of your stooges, one of your mute stooges who's just spying on us. But there's no need to spy. We can invite you to sit at the table. We can invite you in, and we can have a lengthy conversation. Again, the number here is 646-564-9730. We continue to give out the number in hopes that Mr. Ellis would grow a backbone and call the broadcast. We are well-versed in the scriptures, and we're well-versed in canon law, and we're well-versed here in Roman Catholic heresies. So we can debate till the cows come home, and I guess that's what Mr. J. Delano Ellis fears. He fears that he can't bamboozle us. Well, here's Proposition 83, but first let me read proposition number 82, which we dealt with yesterday. And proposition 82 reads like this: like Cain, the Metropolitan Archbishop of the Joint College of African American Bishops has established an apostate center of consecration. He has established an apostate center of consecration. Now, that proposition was based on Genesis chapter 4, verses 17, which says, "And Cain knew his wife, and she conceived, and she bare Enoch. And he built a city and called the name of the city after the name of his son Enoch." Well, what is the meaning of the name Enoch? What is the meaning of that noun? Well, it means consecration or initiation or dedication. Consecration, initiation, or dedication. Either meaning, either word is correct. It can either mean consecration, initiation, or dedication. Well, here we saw yesterday how Mr. J. Delano Ellis has used the Joint College of African American Bishops, which he founded with two other archbishops and another bishop. It was two bishops and two archbishops, according to J. Delano Ellis. Now, I'm reading from his book. I've read from his book extensively. And it was these four men. The two archbishops were Wilbert Sterling McKinley and Roy Edmund Brown. And the two bishops were Paul Sylvester Morton and J. Delano Ellis. Those four established the Joint College. And in so doing, they've established an apostolic center of consecration. And yesterday, I kept playing for you audio in which every time J. Delano Ellis appears as the chief consecrator. Now, mind you, if it's a consecration center, if it is a consecration center, well, J. Delano Ellis repeatedly calls himself the chief consecrator, the chief, the foremost consecrator. It's a consecration center. That's proposition number 82. Today's proposition, proposition 83, reads like this. Like Cain, the Metropolitan Archbishop of the Joint College of African American Bishops has established an apostate initiation center. Initiation center. What is it? And what when you initiate someone? Because again, the word Enoch, Cain called the name of the city that he built Enoch. What does Enoch mean? Consecration. We dealt with that yesterday. Today, we want to deal with the second meaning of the word Enoch, which is initiation. Initiation. Well, when you initiate someone, when you initiate, what does initiate mean? What does that mean? What does the word initiate mean? Initiate. Initiate. What does that mean? What does that mean? What does that word mean? Well, to initiate, let's go to initiate. To initiate is to admit someone into a society or group. To initiate someone, again, I'm reading to you from the Oxford Dictionary, since Mr. J. Delano Ellis loves, he just loves England and he just loves the Anglican Church. I'm sure Mr. J. Delano Ellis has an Oxford Dictionary. Well, to initiate is a verb. It's an action word. It means to admit someone into a society or group with a formal ceremony or ritual. Again, what does it mean to initiate? What does it mean to initiate? To admit someone, according to the Oxford Dictionary, to admit someone into a society or group, a.k.a. the Joint College of African American Bishops, to initiate them with a formal ceremony or ritual. And again, what did Cain call the city that he built? Well, he named it after his son. He named his son Enoch. And Enoch means consecration. To set something apart, to set something, well, he did that. Well, it also means initiation. And what is an initiation? To admit someone, to bring someone in, to make someone a member of a society or a group by means of a formal ceremony or ritual, to initiate. Well, J. Delano Ellis, as the Metropolitan of the Joint College of African American Bishops, I can tell you if he's looking at the mirror, what he would see is Cain. Because he mirrors Cain, in that he too has established an apostate. Because God is not with this institution like God was not with Cain building the city. It's an apostate institution initiation center. It's apostate. This group, this society that J. Delano Ellis is bringing people into is not of God. It is not. And as you can see, I've been playing for you all of these different elevation services because that is the formal ceremony, that is the formal ritual that J. Delano Ellis uses in bringing someone into his group. Into his group. And this initiation ceremony, which is formal and is full of rituals, has these people taking the bite out of the proverbial apple, out of the forbidden fruit, again and again and again. You know, Jesus told us not to wear vestments. Jesus told us not to wear faggot wear. He told us in the Gospels. And if Mr. J. Delano Ellis would ever debate me, I could bring that to his attention. And we can look at it in the Greek, Mr. Ellis. I can show you what Jesus said not to be putting on the kind of vestments that you encourage people to sport. I can show you right from the Word of God. But you see, J. Delano Ellis, that's what he does. He has these elaborate ceremonies that are full of ritual, apostate rituals, in which he puts vestments on these people, and he explains each part of the vestment. And every time this so-called candidate for episcopacy allows themselves to be vested with these vestments, they're taking a bite of the proverbial apple, and they're joining Satan's side. They are eating of the forbidden fruit, which Jesus told us not to eat. These people claim to be the successors of Christ and the apostles, but by their initiation ceremonies and rituals, you couldn't tell. You couldn't tell that they served the Lord Jesus Christ. You couldn't tell. Like Cain, the Metropolitan Archbishop of the Joint College of African American Bishops has established an apostate initiation center that promulgates what? What does it promulgate? Formal ceremony and ritual. All of this is, and again, you're being asked, you see, there are initiation. There are things you must do in order to fulfill the requirements of initiation. For example, if you look at my slide presentation today, if you look at my, I have drawings there posted. Not my drawings, but drawings from the Middle Ages that show how Satan worshippers were initiated. And one of the ways in which they were initiated was they had to kiss his fanny. They had to kiss Satan's fanny. That's one of the ways. One of the ritual practices. Well, in all of these initiations, when you meet with the Pope, if you're ever in the presence of the Pope, if you're ever seeking an audience with the Pope is going to stick out his foot. If he's sitting, he'll stick out his foot. If he's standing, he'll stick out his hand. But either way, when he sticks out his foot or his hand, you better get on all fours and you better kiss it. You better bow and kiss his hand, or you better get on all fours and kiss his foot. Why? Because that's what he expects. If you want to have an audience with the Pope, just like if you want to have an audience with Satan, you better kiss his fanny. Kissing the Pope's toe or kissing the Pope's ring is like kissing his fanny. It's the same. Now, notice, you can't see. You're told when the Holy Father extends his foot, get on all fours and kiss it. This is why people, when they visit St. Peter's Basilica, when they go to Rome, there's a statue of St. Peter. It's not St. Peter, it's Jupiter. They call it St. Peter, but it's not St. Peter. It's the pagan god Jupiter. And people believing that it's St. Peter, and how could they believe it's St. Peter? St. Peter's been dead for 2,000 years and buried and decomposed. It's not St. Peter. It's an idol. It's an idol made out of marble, which was originally Jupiter, but they renamed it. They Christianized it and called it St. Peter. Well, there's a line of people kissing the toe. And that's why they've had to replace St. Peter's toe on that marble. Again, 1,000 times they've had to, because the people kissing it, I mean, they've kissed that toe so many times that the toe has disappeared and they've had to put a new toe in there. I have pictures of little kids being lifted up to kiss the toe. I give you pictures of adults coming close to kiss the toe. I mean, it's all about the kiss. And What does J. Delano Ellis promote? He promotes the kissing of the Episcopal ring. You want to be initiated? You want to be initiated into the pagan, apostate, heretical Joint College of African American Bishops? Well, you better let them put on the vestments. That's a form of biting the forbidden fruit. But in addition to that, he's going to put a ring on your finger, and you're going to have to stick that hand out, and you're going to have to let people kiss that hand if you want to be properly initiated. And if you don't go for that, then he's not going to initiate you. You'll never become a member of the Joint College. And people who are so asinine, not knowing that they're selling their soul to the devil, not knowing that they're kissing the devil's fanny, not knowing that if you kiss anybody's hand, technically what you're doing is you're kissing the devil's fanny. You're being initiated. And that's what Cain did. He started an initiation center, a pagan center, a heretical center, an apostate center. And J. Delano Ellis is no different from Cain. The place is called Enoch. The place is called the place of consecration, the place of initiation, the place of dedication. But it wasn't holy consecration. It was not a holy initiation. It was not a holy dedication, but an apostate one. I can break it down, folks. I can break it down. I can break it down for you. Now, Satan, in duping our parents, in beguiling Eve, here's a conversation that Satan had with Eve. Verse 2, and the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God hath said, you shall not eat of it, neither shall you touch it, lest you die. Now, God is the God of providence. He blessed Adam and Eve with almost everything. He said, but there's one thing I forbid you to do. There's one thing you cannot do. I forbade you to go touch the fruit of this tree and to eat of this fruit. Don't touch it. You touch it, the day you touch of it, you'll die. The day you eat it, you'll die. Don't touch it, don't eat it. Eve knew the law. Eve knew the lowdown. She knew the lowdown. You can't, and listen, when you eat something, think about this, folks. When you eat something, what is it that you're doing? You're putting your lips on it. Essentially, you're kissing something when you're eating it. That's essentially what you're doing. Think about it. You're putting your two lips. I mean, try eating a peach. Can you eat it without putting your two lips on it? Try eating a plum. Try eating mango. Try eating pineapple. Try. I mean, it's impossible to eat a fruit, a round circular fruit, and not put your lips on it. Essentially, you're kissing it. Well. And the serpent said unto the woman, you shall not surely die, for God doth know that in the day that you eat thereof, your eyes shall be opened, you shall be as gods. You see, you're going to have an initiation. You're going to be initiated, and you're going to be part of the God Club. You're coming into the God Club. You'll have God status. God doth know. The reason why God doesn't want you to eat of the tree, because he eats of it himself. That's how we became God. He knows that if you eat of it, and all of this is a lie, of course, because the devil is a liar and the father of it. But he says, for God does know that the day that you eat thereof, then your eyes shall be open. Right now, you're pretty stupid, is what Satan is saying to Adam and Eve, or to Eve. You're pretty stupid, but the day that you eat of this, the day you kiss it, The day you take a bite, take your first bite, take your first bite. The day you're initiated, your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as God. You'll be transformed. You'll be elevated. You'll go from human to God, and you will know good and evil. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food and that it was pleasant to the eyes and that the tree in a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof and did eat and gave also to her husband, and he did eat. And the eyes of them both were open, and they knew that they were naked, and they did what? They sewed fig leaves together. They made vestments and made themselves aprons. They covered themselves. They covered their private parts. They made themselves aprons. They made themselves aprons. Again, they were initiated. They were, see, the devil is the great initiator. He'll initiate you. He'll bring you in. The devil will bring you in. But you see, it's a formal ceremony, folks. There must be, you see, again, let's go back to the Oxford. To initiate means to admit someone into a society or group with a formal ceremony or ritual. You see, you got to eat of the fruit. You got to eat of the fruit if you want to be wise, if you want to be like God, if you want to know good and evil. You got to go through this initiation ceremony. This is part of your initiation. You wanted that bad. You wanted that bad. This is part of your initiation. And that's what J. Delano Ellis has created. He's created an institution that is initiating people into the doctrines of demons. The number here is 646-564-9730, 646-564-9730. If you want to refute what I'm saying, sir, if you want to refute, I doubt that you're called in. I doubt that you're called in. I doubt very much. I doubt. Well. In looking at the Oxford Thesaurus, let me tell you what the word initiation means. To initiate. To initiate someone, as in initiating into a cult, to initiate someone is to introduce them, admit them, to induct them, like someone is inducted into the Hall of Fame. It's to install them. It's to incorporate them. It's to enlist them. It's to enroll them. It's to sign them up. It's to swear them in. It's to ordain and also to invest. In other words, to put vestments on. To, you know, they go through this whole ritual where they put all this stuff on you. Let me repeat that again. To initiate, what does it mean? It means to introduce. You're introducing someone to the club, to the society, to admit them into the club or the society, to induct them into the club or the society, to install them in the club or society, to incorporate them in the club or society, to enlist them into the club, to enroll them, to recruit them, to sign them up, to swear them in, to ordain them, to invest them. Those are all the words given to us by the Oxford Thesaurus concerning the word initiation. Well, J. Delano Ellis has turned the Joint College of African American Bishops into an initiation center where he initiates people into paganism, where he initiates both the bishop and the bishop's members into idolatry. Here it is again. Here is J. Delano Ellis. Here is J. Delano in action as chief consecrator. Here he is as chief consecrator. He loves to call himself chief consecrator. And I have audio tomorrow because we're going to deal with tomorrow with the aspect of how J. Delano Ellis mirrors Cain in that he too dedicates. Remember, this word Enoch means to consecrate, initiate, dedicated. We're going to see tomorrow how J. Delano Ellis has turned the Joint College of African American Bishops into a dedication center. But please note, my dear brothers and sisters, that there is a slide presentation. You see, there's a way in which Satan initiates people, how they become part of his club, how they become part of his satanic society. And we're talking about how Satan takes in members into his satanic society, and it's by kissing his fanny. I also have pictures as to how Rome expects you, how it expects you to kiss the Pope's hand, the Pope's foot, and to kiss your bishop's hands. And when he sticks his hand out and allows you to do it, he's been initiated. That's why you're kissing his hand, but you're being initiated in that you're kissing his hand. You see, it's all part of that initiation ritual, which the Joint College of African American Bishops has become. It is a traveling initiation apostate institution. It travels. Here's J. Delano Ellis introducing a new bishop into idol worship. Now, this bishop is now the idol, and the members of this church are the idol worshipers. Let us listen.
Her ring, a symbol of government and collegiality with her fellow bishops.
See, the ring symbolizes that now she's part of the team. It speaks of her collegialities, or that's why it's called college. It's a club. It's a corpus. See, the collegiality means that she's a fellow member. She's part of this club. This club of elite people in the church. And that's why she's in part of the ceremony and part of the ritual in this initiation process, which is a lengthy one. This takes hours. Because J. Delano Ellis takes his time to explain all of this mumbo jumbo to a certain point. I mean, he doesn't go all the way into the mystery of it, because this is a mystery religion. And he's turning this newly consecrated pseudo-bishop, he's turning this person into a Nehushtan, a human idol. And this human idol must have a ring that all other human idols have. That speaks to her membership and collegiality with her fellow bishops, which are also the other human idols. You see, what is Antichrist doing? Well, Antichrist is conditioning the church. One day Antichrist will show up, and he wants people to bow before him. He wants people to kiss his foot. He wants people to kiss his fanny. He wants people to kiss his hands. So what is Antichrist doing? Well, he's conditioning the church by sending these wannabe Antichrist, because these people, an Antichrist is a person who sets himself up in the place of Christ. We should only be worshiping and adoring Jesus, in a very sacred manner, not by kissing Jesus' fanny. That's immoral. But Satan loves immoral stuff. That's why he requires that you kiss his fanny, because Satan is lewd and nasty and fresh. But we love the Lord Jesus, and we worship the Lord Jesus. The Greek word proskuneo, pros meaning to draw near, and kuneo means to kiss. We draw near and we kiss the Savior in our worship with hands lifted up and praises in our mouth. We worship the Savior. That's how we worship him now, because he's not here. He hasn't returned. When he returns, we shall worship him, love on him, hug on him. But as of right now, we worship. Well, J. Delano Ellis is giving this newly appointed Nehushtan, this person has been elevated to human God status. Isn't that what Satan promised Adam and Eve? The day that you put your lips on the fruit, you shall be as gods. Now, mind you, this person that is being given a ring to, they already kissed the devil's fanny. That's why this celebration, this ritual, this ceremony is going on, because they already did it. J. Delano Ellis is not going to elevate anybody who has not kissed his fanny 100 times, 1,000 times. You better not buck the system when it comes to J. Delano Ellis. You better not question anything he does. You do, you'll never become a bishop in his organization. And since people want that so bad, they want that godhood status. They kiss his fanny. And when they get brought into the club, when they have the actual elevation ceremony, they're given a ring. Now they extend their hands. Now people can kiss their fanny. Now people can worship them as human gods. And these rings can only be worn by those members of the Joint College who are human nehushtans, human idols. So now she's being initiated into the club. She's being given a ring. This ring speaks of her authority and collegiality with her fellow bishops, with her fellow Nehushtans. This is initiation. This is what the Masons do, but you don't see it. This is what every other secret society does, but you don't see it. This secret society is out in the open. Why? Because Satan wants to condition the church to have people worship humans, because when he shows up, he wants to be worshipped, and the Antichrist is human. So you're just getting conditioned. But this is the initiation, and he's initiating her, and soon he will initiate her members, as you will find out.
Her ring, symbol of government and collegiality with her fellow bishop, and collegiality with her fellow bishop, and collegiality with her fellow bishop, and collegiality with her fellow bishop. Her ring, a symbol of government and collegiality with her fellow bishop.
You have to ask yourself, whose government is this? This is not part of the kingdom of God. Jesus never handed out rings to the apostles. When did the apostles ever hand out rings? When you read the book of Acts and you see how Paul and Barnabas and others ordained elders in every city, you know, Paul says to Titus, he says, do the things that are wanting. Ordain elders in every city. He doesn't talk about any kind of ceremony, initiation, giving them a ring, giving them a symbol of their authority, government, and collegiality with their fellow bishops. This has nothing to do with the kingdom of God. This is another kingdom. This is another kingdom.
Her ring, a symbol of government and collegiality with her fellow bishop. She is one among all of us.
And the all of us means all the members of the Joint College. He's not talking about all the members. She's one among all of us means she's a member of the Joint College, of that elite club, of that elite society within the African-American church, which is leavening the church, corrupting the church, perverting the church with Roman Catholic canon law.
This is her ring, symbol of authority. And we respect her.
Now you see, now here comes how you initiate the members. Now remember, J. Delano Ellis has kissed the Pope's fanny. The Pope has been kissing the devil's fanny. J. Delano Ellis has been kissing the Pope's fanny. That's why the Pope made him Metropolitan Archbishop. That's why he keeps going to Rome and having these talks with the Pope and visiting the Pontifical College. He claims apostolic succession through the Western Stream, which means through Rome. So he's kissing the Pope's fanny. Now people are kissing his fanny. Now he just consecrated this person to be bishop, and now he's going to expect her people to kiss her fanny. Because that's what it's all about, folks. It's crude. And the reason why I keep mentioning it is because I want you to see it goes back to Satan. It goes back to what Satan wants. It goes back to what Satan wants. So here it is. Here it is. Watch and see how Jay Delano Ellis says now we respect this new bishop. He's going to tell you how you're going to respect the new bishop.
Truthfully, you don't really grab a bishop and hug a bishop. Put it on. Get it on. Okay. You respect the bishop by saluting her ring. That's your way of saying, I honor you. You don't just reach your hand out to shake hands with a bishop. You let a bishop extend his or her hand first.
Teach, bishop.
Oh, I didn't know that. Just read up, how you bishop? Put your hand down and just speak.
Amen.
And, you know, gentlemen with class know when she extends her hand with that ring, we just simply salute her by kissing the ring. We ain't got to hug her and squeeze her and bang her into us. Don't do that. She's a bishop.
In other words, she's in a who stand. Why can't you just hug a person? What? Now they become untouchable? See, this is all Rome. And where did Rome get this from? From Satan. It speaks about elevation. These people think that they're gods. It's like the Queen of England. You know, us commoners, you just can't go up and hug the Queen of England. You can't even approach her. You can't touch the woman. You can't touch the Queen of England. But really, who's the Queen of England? She's really nobody. She's a sinner just like you and me. It's just this pseudo-hype that's been created, this foolishness that's been created. Just because her name appears on the money in England, I mean, the queen's picture's plastered everywhere. But who really is the queen? The queen is nobody. The queen can't even defend herself. The queen can't even get out of her own way. Think about it. Who's the queen? Nobody. It's a constitutional monarchy. She doesn't have any power. She's just there as the face of the nation to keep some old dead tradition alive. But really, who is she? Who is Prince Charles? Nobody. Who are Princess Diana's kids? Nobody. They're nobody. They're just like you. But again, they keep promoting this foolishness that there's somebody and you need to bow and kiss them and can't touch them, and it's all nonsense. But here is Jay Delano Ellis not only initiating this new bishop, but he's initiating her followers into idol worshiper, which is even worse. And it all starts with the kiss. Now, here's a video I have for you. Here's a video. I want to highlight this video. This is Brother TJ, and he's talking about Bishop Neil Ellis and his bishop factory. Here is Brother TJ. And the reason I want to play this is because I want you to hear something that he says.
Good morning, Church Folk Revolution. PimpPreacher.com is your boy, TJ. Coming to you with another video at PimpPreacher.com. Still love my banner, right? Want to talk to you today about Neil Ellis, right? This bishop, the so-called Bishop Neil Ellis, right? And his decision to make Juanita Bynum a bishop. That's right. The Bishop Factory is still cranking them out. Still cranking them out, right? And this decision, we found out about this 2 days ago, right, from one of Wania Bynum's sites. Yeah, you know, someone tagged me in it from one of her sites. Say, TJ, you got to check this out. Neil Ellis just, you know, he's going to make Wania Bynum part of the class of 2016, right? She's going to be a faith bishop too. And, you know, like I said on our radio show, she's all excited. You know, she's excited. Oh, I'm going to be a bishop. I'm going to be a bishop. I'm going to be a bishop. And I'm sitting here saying, bishop over what? You know, what are you going to be a bishop of? That was my first question. And my second question is, who gave Neil Ellis any type of authority to create a bishop? Or to consecrate a bishop, you know. This, guys, this is the ridiculous scam of church right here. You're watching it play out. You're watching this guy, Neil Ellis, issue out these titles, you know. Neil Ellis is like a blackjack dealer, right? He's just dealing these things out. He's just dealing these titles and whoever wants a title right now, they can have one. We watch a gospel singer turn pastor become bishop, right? All over the span of a year, you know. This fast track to bishop. And you know, we've had countless conversations about Wania Bynum and countless conversations about Marvin Sapp, but this conversation really this morning is about this guy, Neil Ellis. For those of you who don't know him, this was the dude that was right up under Paul Martin, and then Paul Martin, over a year or so ago, selected this Bishop Walker guy to take over for him.
Now, Paul Sylvester Morton is one of the four founding members of the Joint College of African American Bishops, and you should know that because I've read chapter 1, page 17, entitled In the Beginning. I've read that so many times. Paul Sylvester Morton is one of the four founding members of the Joint College of African American Bishops. And Paul Morton, in his retirement, decided to skip over Neil Ellis, which was the second man on the Episcopal Babel ladder. Neil Ellis was the second man. In other words, if Paul Morton went down, Neil Ellis was supposed to be the new pope. Well, Paul Sylvester Morton retired from his organization and made someone else the bishop. So Neil Ellis is piping mad, smoking mad. But listen to what TJ says.
And this little hurt scorn guy, you know, is another one of these scorn side chicks, Neil Ellis. Yeah, you know, you can see how devastated he was when Paul Martin made the announcement that Walker was going to be the new presiding bishop of the full gospel nonsense, the full gospel Baptist fellowship, right? So, because Paul Martin's retiring, right? So Neil Ellis just automatically assumed that he was going to get it. Right? Anybody who kissed that much butt for that long should get it. Baptist Fellowship, right? So, because Paul Martin's retiring, right? So Neil Ellis just automatically assumed that he was going to get it. Right? Anybody who kissed that much butt for that long should get it. Right? So, because Paul Martin's retiring, right? So Neil Ellis just automatically assumed that he was going to get it. Right? Anybody who kissed that much butt for that long should get it.
Notice the phrase. Now, I use the phrase, kiss the fanny. He used another phrase, but it's the same thing. You see, you're not initiated into the club until you're kissing. Whether you're kissing the apple in the garden, or whether you're kissing Cain, you're bowing before Cain in his newly built city, or you're kissing Nimrod at the Tower of Babel, or you're kissing the Pope, or you're kissing J. Delano Ellis, or you're kissing any newly consecrated. You got to kiss. The kiss is what initiates. That's what guarantees that you get into the club, and that's why I purposely put those pictures there today in the slide presentation to show you that there's a lot of kissing involved in these demonic-type initiations. Well, here is J. Delano Ellis telling the people that now they got to kiss this lady's ring, this new bishop's ring. Here it is.
Symbol of authority. And we respect her. Truthfully, you don't really.
No, it's not truthfully. Jesus said those that worship God must worship him in spirit and in truth. And this is not truthfully because this is not based on the Bible. This is erroneously based on Roman Catholic canon law. There's no truth in this. Only doctrines of demons.
Grab a bishop and hug a bishop. Put it on. You get it on. Okay. You respect the bishop by saluting her ring. That's your way of saying, I honor you.
Honor you for what? Honor you for deceiving me? Honor you for, I mean, I'm going to honor a person who's deluded themselves into thinking that they're a little god? Into thinking that now they're part of an elite club? That they have to wear these crazy outfits? Are you kidding me? No, and the way I honor you is by having an intervention. By sitting you down and telling you, lady, you went nuts. Lady, you went bonkers. Lady, you drank the Kool-Aid. Lady, you ate from the forbidden apple. Lady, you're in trouble. You're headed for the lake of fire. That's how you honor somebody, by telling them the truth. Not by perpetuating the lie, not by enabling them. We have got to be like the little kid in Christian Andersen's The Emperor Has No Clothes. We've got to be the only ones in the crowd saying, hey, you're naked. Jesus was the only one who stood up and told the church of Laodicea, you're naked. You're naked. That's what Jesus was the only one who stood up. He told the church of Laodicea, you think you're rich. You think you got it all together. You think you're all that, but you're naked. You're poor and you're sick. You've got nothing going for you. Nothing. You're deceived. That you don't honor this woman by kissing the ring. You damn her. You damn her by kissing her ring. Because you perpetuate the lie that she has believed and thinking that she has achieved an elite status. When Jesus said, anyone, who wants to be the greatest among you, let him become the servant of all. This woman is no servant.
And we respect her. Truthfully, you don't really grab a bishop and hug a bishop. Put it on. You get it on. Okay. You respect the bishop by saluting her ring. That's your way of saying, I honor you. You don't just reach your hand out to shake hands with a bishop. You let a bishop extend his or her hand first.
Teach, Bishop.
Oh, I didn't know that. Just read up. How you, Bishop? Put your hand down and just speak.
Amen.
And, you know, gentlemen with class know when she extends her hand with that ring, we just simply salute her by kissing the ring. We ain't got to hug her and squeeze her and bang her into us. Don't do that. She's a bishop.
Listen to how many jackasses in the background are saying, amen, yes, 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 teach, Bishop, teach. Yeah, he's teaching heresy. He's initiating thousands of people will come up and start kissing that ring. Oh, he's going to encourage them, and he does, and I'm going to play it for you. See, this is all part of initiation. It's all part of kissing something. Well, what did God say to the prophet Elijah? What did God say to the prophet Elijah in 1 Kings 19? He says, "Yet I, the Lord, have left me 7,000 in Israel who have not bent the knees to bow before Baal. I have 7,000 who have not kissed him. I have 7,000 who with their mouth have not kissed Baal." You see, my brothers and sisters, when you kiss Baal, you've been initiated into paganism. In the minor prophet Hosea, by the way, the minor prophet Hosea's whole book deals with spiritual adultery, in case you didn't know. Jay Delano Ellis doesn't know that the Hosea, the minor prophet's entire book, deals with spiritual adultery. The harlot church. Well, what does Hosea say? "And now they sin more and more. They have made themselves molten images of their silver and idols according to their own understanding, all of it the works of their craftsmen. And they say, they promote, they encourage, let the men sacrifice, kiss the calves. Let the men that sacrifice, kiss. When you bring your money up, go and kiss the calf. Go and kiss Baal." You see, my brothers and sisters, there's kissing involved. Kissing, 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 kissing. As my brother TJ put it, he said, kiss the butt. Neil Ellis thought that if he kissed that much butt, he was going to become the next Nimrod. I prefer kiss the fanny. But you're kissing something, and it's not pleasant. You're putting your lips on the forbidden fruit, on the forbidden idol. But you're being initiated, because that's what Cain did. He started an initiation center. Now do you see how Jay Delano Ellis looks more and more like Cain as he stands in front of the mirror of Scripture? Of course he does. Of course he does. So my brothers and sisters, my dear brothers and sisters, whom I love in the truth, and the gospel is the truth. Here is proposition number 83. Like Cain, the Metropolitan Archbishop of the Joint College of African American Bishops has established an apostate initiation center. He initiates people by getting them to kiss the ring, by getting them to put their lips on something that is forbidden of God. God told Elijah, "Elijah, don't worry. I have a remnant. I have a faithful group. I know things have gotten bad. I know the church is full of apostasy. I know heresy is rampant. But Elijah, be of good cheer. I have 7,000 who have not kissed Baal." Who are you kissing today? What are you wrapping your lips around? What is it? Is it an Episcopal ring? Is it somebody's toe? Is it somebody's fanny? Because that's how you get initiated. That's the initiation process. In fact, and once you do it one time, the reason why you're required to do it again and again is because they want to know if you're still loyal, if you're still drinking the Kool-Aid, if you're still on the team. That's why they ask you to repeatedly kiss the ring, because it's a test. They want to know, are you still in the club? Are you still supporting the club? Are you still part of the movement? Are you a diehard believer? I'll be back tomorrow, dear saints. I'll be back tomorrow, Monday, with proposition number 84. I love you in Jesus. And remain faithful to the Lord Jesus Christ. Bless.
A mighty fortress is our God, a bulwark never failing. God's own choosing. Does ask who that may be, Christ Jesus it is he, Lord Sabaoth his name, from age to age the same, and he must win the battle. We tremble not for him, his rage we can endure, for lo, his doom is sure, one little word shall fail him, that word above all earthly powers, no thanks to them abideth, the Spirit and the gifts are ours, through him who with us sided. Let goods and kindred go, this mortal life also.